Vayetze Yaakov Be'er-Shova Vayelech Charono. The Balaturim writes that this parsha is Sosum. The Hainu, that there's no parshiyos of Pei and Samach, parshiyos Psuchos and Stumos. It's one big retzef of a parsha. Zok the Balaturim, what's the pshat? Because Yaakov Avinu was hiding. He was Bitzina, he was Behechove, he was Behalten. Oh, but there's another pshat. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a shmooze. The Maimer from Gamzu L'Toiva, he says a lot of times when a person goes through an inyan and there's a lot of protein, if the MSU you focus on small protein, then you might see here is a kvetch, here is a problem, here is an asoyan, here is an eco, a mania. But fakir, if you look at the whole picture, beretzef, you look at the entire thing, then you see the mishpatei Hashem emes tzodku yachdov, that the tmuna hakelelis is taka b'shleimus, gamzu l'toiva. There's a different nakuda in the Arga Galio, also on this nakuda, why there's no parshias. He says it's mabalim. Parshias by Yikra, Rashi says, Bazunder, lit, why is there separate parshias? Bokar tzoyin life, every time it's a separate parsha. Litain rebach, lezboinim in parsha la parsha. So there, fakir, if you want a rebach to be misboinim. And that's the message over here, that over here not. Over here, but this is a different nakuda than he said before. Yaakov Avinu is going into Golus. Yaakov Avinu is the one, Maisa Ovisim on the bottom, that's representing Klal Yisrael, going through all the years of Golus. The message is that you have to be totally connected without a hefsik. The Medrash Betzim brings that. It's a Zoyar, and it brings a moshel of a person that has to go deep, deep down into a bor, Be'er Shova. But you have to be attached with a Chevel. Dafke, if you hold on to the Chibur of the Chevel, then you're able to be machzik ma'amav, you're able to survive and persevere through the entire Golus. That's the message of the Chud of the Vayetzer Yaakov. The Medrash says that when Yaakov left Be'er Shova, he said the Mizmor of Esa Einai El Ahorim. So the Ben Ishchai explains, what's Esa Einai El Ahorim? There are two Horim, Har Meriah and Har Gilad. If you look, by each one of these Horim, Yaakov Avinu had a tremendous Nisoyim. By Har Meriah, the Medrash says that Eliphaz came and took all his money and killed him. He wanted to kill him. B'tzivui, Esav. So he did Ani Choshev Kmeis and took away all his money. In Har Gilad, later on, we're going to see Lavan runs after him. So L'chayri, you would think that the Horim, these two Horim represent the decline and the source of Yaakov. But the emes is, Fakert, Har Meriah is where he has the Sulam, the Chaloim, and Har Gilad is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Nisgal of the Chaloim to Lavan. Right here in Har Meriah, Yaakov has the Chaloim of the Surah Taiva. In Gilad, and Har Gilad also, Lavan gets a message. Al Tiga B'Yaakov Mitoiva Adro. Right? It's Yaakov Shmer Be'etzim. That's why the Bemis, they say, it's when Yonah the Yoima, Chastan, Avram Avinu, with his father Terach, goes and he claps all the Avodah Zorah and the Psalim with a chutzpah, his father's store. He goes in, claps everything. Terach says, my hi. So he explains him, listen, it's Avodah Zorah. It makes him a chod. Yaakov, with the Psalim of Lavan, he speaks with their Acheret. If anyone took it, we'll give it back. He didn't know that Rachel stole it. What happened to the Kanoyas? So there's many Mahalach, but there's a Mahalach because there's a difference between the Hogah you have with your father, and how you have with the Shver. Yaakov is represented, the relationship with Lavan is that of with his Shver. It's an Andera and Hoga. It's interesting, everyone knows the famous Rashi by Yetzir Yaakov, that the Yetzias Tzadik from the ear is upon a Ziv, upon a Hoid, upon a Hodra. Rashi continues, V'chein, it's also, it says, V'teitzim in Amokoyim ha'omer benomi v'rus. By Nomi and Rus, it says also Vateitzei Menamokoyim, that it was Ashpo when she left. So the Pell is, what does it mean Venomi Verus? It's going on Nomi only. Vateitzei is one person. So the shot is, it's a mistake. It's Nomi Birus. Nomi in Megillus Rus. Vateitzei Menamokoyim, that it says by Nomi Birus. But they switched it to a Vav. The base turned into a vase, and then it became Fagras. And I think this is the Pshat, the Bislanyon of the Yoima. The famous Iter, that when we say in the Brocha, HaMekadosh is Am Yisrael, Al Yidei Chupa, V'Kedushin, And everyone asks, what's chuppah v'kedushin? The kedushin is before the chuppah. Harvey, sheva brachas tayr never is there, but there's a nekuda. The Itter says, no, it was originally the nusach of the brachas, ayidei chuppah b'kedushin. In the union of kedushin, it's going on the b'kedushin. So it's under zach. Vayetze Yaakov mi Beersheva, vayelech harono, be'emes, the pasuk should have said, vayetze Yaakov mi Beersheva, licharon. The Magen Midubna says, what's the pshat that it says, vayelech harono? He says a brisker vart. He says, because it's tzvei dinim. You know, sometimes when a person wants to go from one place to another place, his matari is because he wants to get to point B, he wants to get somewhere. Amol is because he has to leave a certain place. Oh, but over here, the pshat is hazeh. Yaakov Avinu, on one hand, he has to run away from Esav. Vayetze Yaakov mi Beersheva. But on the other hand, he had a tzivoy, lech charona, padeno aram, to look for a shidduch. So that's a separate din, it's tzvei din. There's a din of Vayetze Yaakov mi Beersheva, that's one din, to leave Beersheva, and a separate din, vayelech charona. They say from the Goyim, that instead of saying lech charon, it says vayelech charona, the extra oisius is yud, Vav, Hey, and Chaf, which is the shame, one of the shamest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was this name, Yud, Vav, Hey, Chaf. And Be'emes, it's Rosh HaTevis, Yochid, V'Rabim, Halacha, Kirabim. It's also the Soif Tevis, Ki, Malacha, Yitzavalach. And it's Yudua, that this shame, it's Brasoir from Reb Chaim Volozhin, that this shame is the Shmira of Badrochin, if a person is going Baderech, you know, and if the Mechaveri, Al Patel Midvar Halacha, the going was noyik, he would always say, Yochid v'rab malocha kirab. That was the nifta mechaveiro. Because that's the Rosh HaTevis of this shame. And that's what it means, about yeh lecharona, not lecharon, is to be meramas on these oisiyas. Now, it's a small pasuk, vayetze Yaakov iber shava vayeh lecharona, but lechayra, it's a very long pasuk, there's 14 years in this pasuk. Vayetze Yaakov iber shava vayeh lech leyeshiva shel eber. And he was there for 14 years. He didn't sleep. One retzef of steigen alern, preparing. And then, vayelech harona. That's the pastus. But the Emma says it's a big machlokes. The Marsha in Masechta Megillah of Yedzayin says that where was Eber's yeshiva? In Be'er Sheva. He actually says there was a few yeshivas in Be'er Sheva. One was Eber's yeshiva, and one was Ovid's yeshiva. And he says the letters in the Be'er Sheva has the letters Eber, and it also has the letters Av, and it also has the letters Shem. Because there were three yeshivas in Be'er Sheva. And I got to say, Shem's yeshiva, Eber's yeshiva, and Av, Yitzchok's yeshiva. And it's a Moir de Gazach, says the Marsha, where was Yaakov hiding for 14 years? In Be'er Sheva still, in the yeshiva. Esav can't find him, it's a Moifis. He's behalden in the yeshiva, in Be'er Sheva still. And Vayelech Haron is not afterwards. Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva is after the 14 years. Because yeshiva, the Dalit showed him the yeshiva wasn't Be'er Sheva. And it's a Pella. Esav can't find him. He's behalten in the yeshiva. And it's still, it says, Yitzias Tzadik min ha'ir makes a roshim. Pana ziva, pana hoida, pana hodra. For 14 years he was there. No one knows that he's there. Shteita moir de gazach afapikeh. When he leaves, it creates a pana ziva, pana hoida, pana hodra. The Metzias of a Yid by Ishtender, learning in the corner, no one knows that he was there for 14 years. Oh, but still, the Metzias Tzadik makes a Roshan. So he goes, Vayivka Bamokoy, there's Kvitas Aderef, there's a whole story. Avad, we have to understand that that's why Tfilas Mayriv is connected to Yaakov. The Gemara says in Parochas, Avchavov. Avram was Misakin Shachris Yitzchak Mincha Yaakov Mayriv. Why is Mayriv Rishus different than the other two? It's a machlokes of Mayriv is a Rishus. Because Yaakov Be'etza was planning to daven Mincha. Nor was the Shemesh was Makdim and the Meila is a Kivarna Mayriv, but Be'etza was a bearer of a Mincha. Someone said, this is Mistam only a vid. That there's no Chazoros Hashatz by Mayriv because Yaakov has 12 kids to take care of. Medach, Ma'an, Shnel, Gumanayim, you have to help out in the house. It's in Yishdok inside. Vayikach me'avnei hamokoyim. The famous Medrash So what was the moifus? It became one Evan. No, it became one Evan. There could still be a vikuach. This tzad of the Evan Shetaina, I want the Mizrach, I want the Mairiv, it's a big Evan. Weiss the Chois, when it's one, finish Dr. Machloikis. When it was separate, Avonim. But if it was one big Evan, then it's not a problem. How many Avonim were there? A three-way Machloikis Tanoim in the Medrash, whether there was two Avonim, Keneged, the Etzem idea of being Mechaber Klal Yisrael, or three Keneged, the Sholish Avos, or there was 12, the 12 Avonim that represent Klal Yisrael. The Etzem Adep Shad, it's a message to Yankev Avinu, that from the Avonim is going to talk to become one big Evan. And we see, it's very interesting, Yaakov makes a Matzeva. The Gemara says that the Emes Matzeva is not Ahuva. Only in Bimei Avos it was Ahuv. Afterwards we need Mizbeach. The Pshat is because the Avos, the Malbim says others, the Avos were so on a Madrega that as a Yochid they were able to be Dovuk and Mizchaber to Rabbi Yishloel, Dur Chamido, Chesed, Gevura, Teferis. Over Klal Yisrael, is not, there's no one that's on that Madrega that is Merkava. You need the Gans, you need a Mizbeach of Avonim. The Mizbeach of Avonim is a way to do Avoida. Bisman HaOvos, Bisman HaOvos, it can even be a Matzeva. Reb Nosson Tzvi, the Mir Rosh Hashiva Zecher Tzadik Levracha, used to say, if already we're making Yaakov Bakvem, there was 12 Avonim, so let it turn into a pillow, let it turn into a kishne, Vastav Zayin Ashtein. So he said, because of Altis Gevara and a kishne, he would go to sleep. But again, Shlofimda. Negate boyin a klal Yisro. Negate binyan avonim. The emes is kesever avonim in the parsha. The avonim represent that negate zich boyin do a klal Yisro. We mentioned that Yaakov Avinu was misakin Meirib. There's an interesting word. We say davening. What does this word mean, davening? Tefillah in Yiddish. We say davening. I heard the pshat is because it's de'avunhoim. It's from our fathers. The yisoid of David, tefillah is de'avunhoim. It's from the tatas, from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Chiddush Arim writes, Rashi brings over here, Rashi, it's really Gemara and Chulin, that Ha'oretz asher ata shoychev aleha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, Ha'oretz asher ata shoychev aleha, l'chot nenu l'zarecha. Rashi brings, Kipel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol Eretz Yisrael tachtov, she'einoyech l'kovsha. I'm not exactly sure what it means, Kipel. We also have earlier in the sugi here, Kfitzas HaDerech, there's a big machlokes rishonim, what exactly means the derech, the mocking is koifitz, which is, you have to understand exactly. But what does it mean, Kipel kol Eretz tachtov? Where did all the people go? There was Kenayim v'Aprizios Ba'aretz, you know, if he's makapelet under Yaakov. V'ifar statement as amusig. For more at Matzik and Samaruba, where the people, where the houses, where the trees. Ich weiß nicht. But as I state, that Kipel Oretz. So the Chiddush Arim asked. The Gemara says that the purpose of this union of Kipel is that Yaakov Avinu should be koine Eretz Yisrael with Chazaka. No, but it's in the first Gemara in Kedushin. If a person wants to be koine Eser Sodois, you can make a kinyon on one Sodeh. And Memel, it's Nigra, a kinyon on all the Sodois. Sadna da Arachadu. So why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mekapel Eretz Yisrael tachas Yaakov? You could be coin in one piece. The male would be coin everything else. Says the Chiddush Arim that no, that since Eretz Yisrael, there's different levels of Kedusha. The Mishnayis in the first parak of Kalim, there's Yerushalayim, there's Harabayis, there's the whole Eretz Yisrael. It's different levels. There's no Sadna Dar Chadu on different Madregas. Tremendous Chiddush Ladina, Taka, that's the din. If you buy something in Karak in B'nai Brak, you can't agapai also in Yerushalayim because there's no sadna at Arachadu on the Eser Kedushas. That's what the Chiddush Rambam is saying. Hayitochen, that's the din. Choshemish mazetna this nisht. Zogich poshit. Because of the Kipel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Eretz Yisrael, Tachas Yaakov, so now it vitally became sadna at Arachadu. It was necessary because it would have been that the Eser Kedushas would have made a chilek. Or B'kayom, the Avad HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekapel Kol Eretz Tachtov, so then it's Taka 1. It's one there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgal to Yaakov in the Chaloyim, and he tells him, Ki lo yezovcho ad asher imosisi eis asher dibarti loch. He's a Maravid Kemaisa with one of the Rebbe's of Kedengnish. Someone, a chosid, came to him and he said, He needs a Yeshua for all kind of things he was saying. Whatever the sukkah was, the gosh, was the ruchnius, whatever. He had a tzara. He needed a Yeshua. And the Rebbe told him, Hashem Yazor. So the chassid came back a few days later, said, Gatenish, it's shver, it's about anchor, it's mamish. Hashem Yazor. So the chassid finally said, he says, Abu Acha Hashem Yazor, Mayye. So the Rebbe said, Acha Hashem Yazor, Hashem Yazor. The first apostle. Ki leye zofcha ad asher osisi eis asher dibarati wach. Zot de baby, I'm going to help you. Until then, vayter the Mashiach is going to help you. Now Yaakov Avinu, because of this chaloyim, suddenly realizes what the mokoyim is. Ochein yesh Hashem b'mokoyim hazeh. V'anoichi lo yadoti. Rashi says, because if I would have known, I wouldn't have slept. The Sephorna says a different shot. Yaakov Avinu had a tremendous nevuah over here. He was saying, if I would have known, I would have prepared myself to get the madrega of the nevuah. Oh, but it's an interesting shot in the Chanukah Satorah. We know that on the Merkava there are four demuyos: an Aryeh, a Kruv, a Nesher. From Aryeh is Melech Shebechayos. The Kruv is instead of Shor. It used to be Shor, but after the Chet Egel it was Nepach the Kruv. Nesher. And an Odom, which is, it's really Yaakov. The Tumus of Yaakov, that's in the Rambam Metzia. It's Me'ein, the Tumus of Odom Arishon. So the Tumus of Yaakov is the Tzur of the Odom on the Merkava. So he says, the Chanukah Satorah, Yaakov didn't realize that his Tumus is on the Merkava. So he says, Ochein Yesh Hashem B'mokem Hazeh. Ochein Moshe Tevis Aryeh Kruv Neshet. Dos Abuchivuzok Yaakov. Over Anoichi, then I'm me? And if you would rather, Rosh HaTevis, Aryeh, Nesher, Kruv, Yaakov? Lo Yadoti, I didn't know. I'm on the Merkava, that was the Hispilus of Yaakov. Ochen, he knew that this Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher. Over Anoichi, Lo Yadoti. The Maisa, we said that Yaakov makes Tfilas Meir, the Balaturim says of it, Vayikatz Yaakov, Mishnosei, Vayoymar, is Rosh HaTevis, Soif Tevis, Tzibur. So it's a remez that you have to daven davka b'tzibur. I heard once that's the haysofa. V'anoichi v'z daven and alein lo yadati. Then the b'shef is not going to be makabel yitzvilah. The oifen of tefillah has to be tefillah b'tzibur. Yaakov Avinu asks, v'nosan lechem lechoil u'beged lilbosh. Amot nesprach. What? The havamin would have been lechem lilbosh. The beged lechol about it. So I heard once a pshat, the derech malitza nevach in the shver tzaitin in the creek in the mulchama, there were yidden their mamash were netzara amol. A guy mamash was cold. He was willing to sell bread avisha get a coat, and amol fakert. He was starving. He would sell his coat to get lechem. Amol there was mamash lechem b'shvil little boyish and beged b'shvil lechol. But be'emes mestomer the taitch of the pasuk is a person shouldn't have musogim of extra of moistures. Lechem avada of a lechol nishfar beged little boy nish nishte for grace and musav. It's malal arayin Rabbi Yehuda Nosi ki yedua Nosi is nitzas shel Yaakov Avinu. That's why the Gemara says in Ksubis that Rabbeinu Hakadosh Rabbi Yehuda Nosi would come back after he was nifter and he would make kiddush every Friday night. Ksubis daf kuf gimel. The pshat is. Rabbi Mechai says, oh, this because he's a nitzitz of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, loy meis, tainest of heim and beis. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, who's me'en Yaakov Avinu, he also had 17 years, and same way Yaakov Avinu had 17 good years. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the last 17 years of his life. There's a whole kesher between Yaakov and Rabbeinu HaKadosh. But the pshat is, he was zeichel l'shnei lomais. He was the one that had mamash ravchus of Gashmis, and still he said, he was meir me'eser etz bo'isav, loy ne'nesi. Because that lechem lechol beged lilbosh, even if he had a shilus, the matara wasn't to be shakua in the gashmis. Vayidar Yaakov neder leimor in yil kimi modi ushmarani. So he's promising. There's a Rambam in Hilchis Erichin Perik Vav Halacha Lamed Aleph. The Rambam says a chiddush yeroli. There's a few places where the Rambam writes. Yeiro Ali. Zok the Rambam, Yeiro Ali. Afal pi she'en adam matish dover shaloi b'lo'ilohom. im Oma Harei Olai L'Hakdish, he's Chayiv L'Hakdish. Does heist, you can't be Makdish Dover Shalai D'Loilam. But the deeper you can be Mischayiv to be Makdish something, and it's Mechayiv the deeper that you have to do it. It's not Chal V'Hekdish yet, but your deeper is Mechayiv. That's a royally of the Rambam. So if the Rambam behemshech the next halacha, Rayel Dover said, Masha Omra Yankiv Avinu, the Choyel Asher Titan Li Asra Srenu Loch, V'Nemar Asher Madarfali Neder, state in the Rambam that you see from here that even though you can't be Makdish Dover Shalai D'Loilam, but you're able to be Mischayiv that you will. Now it's a very interesting, that's the Maisa with this Rambam. Aber Ki Yadua, we mentioned part of this last week, the Ktsois in three different places talks about the famous Shaila. He keeps on asking the Doinim about Dover Shalai D'Loilam. Last week we spoke about it, there's a Ktsois in Reishai and Ches. He asked, how did Esav sell the Bechayra to Yaakov? It's Dover Shalai B'Loilam. And the Ksois answers over there because it was only Siluk, that's the topic in Siman Reish Ayin Ches. That, in the Ksois is Machadish, that Siluk works on Dover Shalai B'Loilam. Esav was nostalgic from the Bechayra, Mamele Yaakov got it. So Siluk works on Dover Shalai B'Loilam. There are many other truths that we spoke last week. Another Ksois is in Shin Lamed Beis. In Shin Lamed Beis, the Ksos asks, how did Yaakov Mischayev to love him, that he's going to give him all the Akudim, Tluim. It's Dover Shalai B'Loilam, those kind of Shepselach didn't come yet. Once again, the same kind of Kasha, says the Ksos, Schirus works on Dover Shalai B'Loilam, not a Kenyan Gomer, but Schirus works. And since, over here, Lovan with Esau, with Yaakov was the Indian of Schirus, Schirus works on Dover Shalai B'Loilam. V'Chohenev is another Ksois. In all of these places, the Ksois brings first the Kasha from the Rivosh. And he says he saw it from the Rivosh. Koydim Adin Torah, there's no Chasaran of Dover Shalai B'Loilam. That's how the Rivosh answers the Kvasim of Yaakov and the Bechayra that Esav sells to Yaakov. Interesting idea, that's the Rivosh. Dover Shalai B'Loilam is not Koydim Adin Torah. That's not like this Rambam. The Rambam is bringing a raya, halacha l'maisa, that Dover Shalai B'Loilam, you could be mischayiv to be makdish. He brings a raya from Yaakov Avinu. What's the raya? It's koydim adin Torah. It's klor. It's a machloikis. Dvar perurim. It's a machloikis Rambam and Rivosh. There's a very big sugya of Yaakov marrying two sisters. The Emes Yaakov married four sisters. Zilpah and Bilhah are also sisters. They're also the daughters of Lavan from a different wife. Rachel and Leah's mother's name was Adina. But Zilpah and Bilhah were also daughters of Lavan. They were Achayis Chach Mena'av. Rachel and Leah were Achayis Mena'ein, and according to some Shitas, they were even twins. How did Yaakov marry two sisters? Af Ben Noyach, maybe it's not a problem because maybe Ben Noyach doesn't have this thing. Over as we know, we can say, we go through these parashas, the Gemara in Yumadav Chavches, that Avram Avinu and Mestamad Avos, Kulam, were Mekayim, Kolatera Kula, Koydim Shenitno, and therefore, the Shaila, how could they marry two sisters? So, rabbis do bar on this, there are many Trutzin. It's Yadua, the Yisoid of the Nefesh Achayim brings, in Shar Aleph, Perak Chav Aleph, that when the Avos kept the Torah, Koydim Adin Torah, it was a Bechina that they understood the Soidus of the Bria and of the Torah to come to the Kavan of the Torah. Not that they were Mitzuva. And he explains, Varichos, that the Indian is, after Matan Torah, Yumachuyiv Kashat Siva Hashem. And then there's no Cheshboinus. They ain't Bikshu Cheshboinus Rabbis. No. The Torah hates the Torah hates. Over Koydim Matan Torah. Yes, the others kept the Torah, but Yaakov Avinu, with all the ideas that he knows, he also knows that Samuch Boyin HaKlal Yisrael, Dafka through these sisters, Rachel and Bilhah Zilpah, Dafka through these Imars. Koydim Adin Torah, you could make Cheshboinus to work out that if this is Al Pi Soig, what's supposed to be done. The Emes is, though, there's another shot that he was Megayer then, and Geris, because Shenoylan Dami, Memela, they're not really sisters. There are many other Torahs. The Ramban, Ki Yadua, the Ramban says that the Ovis only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And Rachel and Leah, he married in Chutz Loretz. In a Chanami, when Itaka comes to Eretz Yisrael, Plutzlung, Rachel is Nifter. Mesa Ole Rachel. Because in Eretz Yisrael, he can't have two wives. Why is Rachel the one that's Nifter? He married Leah first. So Eretz Yisrael, that's the Pshat. She's the Tzveita. Rachel's the Tzveita. That's the problematic. There's a whole shayla about it. Lamaisa, there are many other tzitzim that explain why it's not an issur, but you have to know the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yutes. When the Gemara says the whole Seder Advarim by the Suda Shel of Yosin, why they're going to be various kibudim, and the Mechaber Avram, and he says, no, I'm not roig. Yotza mimeni Yishmael. Yitzchok says, Yotza mimeni Esav. Yaakov, I'll tell you in a minute what he says. Moshe says, Lo Yizachisi Likonis Laretz Yisrael. Yeshua says, Lo Yizachisi Leben. Until David says, Li Noah Levarich. What's Yaakov's reason? Shen nososi shtei achoyos shasi the Torah le'osar malay. He said, Yaakov says, my problem is because my mania for the zimun and the sudas lev yosam is because I married two sisters. Not that it was also, but that the Torah is also to ask her. Well, Marshall, if you're going to deal with Magayir, mishkan achoyos. There's a very interesting pilpul from the Parashas Drochim. I apologize on the voice. The Parashas Drachim is the more the shmaitza of the entire topic. If the obvious keep though, this is a little bit of a pilpul cheshbon haltko. The Parashas Drachim is the one. He's the more the shmaitza that talks about riches about the shaila whether the obvious when they kept the whole Torah, do they have a din of a ben noyach or a din of a yisroel? And I want to explain. The Parashas Drachim brings dozens of rais from achroinim and then from rishonim. And Kiyidua, he ends up building his famous mahalach, that it was Gufa the Machlekes Yosef and the brothers, Oyd Chazoin, we will talk about that in the coming parashas, that it's Gufa Machlekes Yosef and the brothers, if they have a din of a bin Noyach or Yisrael. But the Parashas Drachim explains like this. He says, Avada, on one hand, they kept the mitzvahs. And even though Torah wasn't given, they kept the Torah. But do they have a full din of Yisrael, even Lakula, that they don't have to reckon with the Tzara bin Noyach? They mamish have a din of Yisrael. No, they have to go the chumrah of both. Be'etzem they were ben noyach. They wanted to be machmer also like Yisrael, but they have to rechem the chumrah of both. What's the nafkamina halkah? He quotes the pasuk in Yeshayah. Ko yamar Hashem al beis Yaakov, asher podes Avram, loy ata yevish Yaakov, v'loy ata panav yechavru, ki v'roisa, it's the haftar of Shmois, what's going on in this pasuk? How it comes up the Parashas Drachim Azai. First of all, we have a kasha. How did Yaakov marry two sisters? So he says, two terutzim. One terutz is he was Magayir them. They're not sisters. The other terutz is Nevshachayim style terutz. Al Pia, Tibor, he knew this is what he's supposed to do. Question. The terutz that he was Magayir them is only true if you learn that Yaakov Spitz full has a din of a yid. If he's also a benoyach, vos health that he was Magayer them, over als benoyach, fear is like a yid, it's also to marry two sisters. So about the pshat of Geiris is that he totally reckons it like a yid. So if you hold it totally reckon like a yid, he's allowed to marry the two sisters because of Geiris. But if you learn not like that, that they have to reckon with benoyach, you have to say that it was a special din, al pi adibur. That's step one. Step two, Avraham Avinu was Moiser Nefesh to go into the Kipshon Esh. Why? Mesiris Nefesh, for Avodah Zarah. That's only for a Yid. Or Ben Noyach, in the Maskana, the Gemara says, is not Mitzvah on Mesiris Nefesh. If Avraham is Mesupik, if he's a Yid, then it's not so poshut that he should be saved from going into the Mesiris Nefesh of the Orpah. Zach the Precious Ruch and Halt Ko. If Avraham is totally a Yid, so he was saved from Ur Kasta because he did the right thing. He was supposed to be Moiser Nefesh, and a nes happens to him. But if you learn really he's a Benoyach also, and it's not so posh that he should have gotten himself killed, why was he saved? Brent, the Parashas Drachim, a Medrash, that the reason Avram was saved is in the Schus of Yaakov. Koyer Mar Shem al Beis Yaakov, Asher Pada Es Avram. Avram was saved on the Tzad because of Yaakov that's going to come from. Now we have a problem. Because if you want to tell me that Yaakov is marrying two sisters because he was Nagaya then, that means, because he mamash is a Yid, so then Avraham Avinu doesn't have to be saved because of Yaakov. He Poshut could be saved because he was Moshe Nefesh Kedin, that he's a Yid. So Elamai, if you want to say Asher Podas Avram, so then all of a sudden, maybe Yaakov should have Bushes. He married two sisters, we don't have a Teretz yet. Lo Yato Yevosh Yaakov, don't be embarrassed. Why? Kibaroisa, you love of Masa Yodav, you see he has good kids, he has 12 good kids. Vaistachoisa was Al Pi Adibur, that's the Hemshel of the Pasuk. That was Sparin Gois, that it was Al Pi Adibur. Now the emes is, Sukumt Ayar Chakal next week in the Sugyo. I hope no one's, the Yeshiva's holding still on the Gimel, but in the Yachakal, we get from learning Yar Val Yabra. There's a marvel de Kashayra. The Prima Godin Betzim Kler, so Kivega brings, listen carefully, a person has to be Moisa Nefesh for Gimel Aveiros. Kler is the Prima Godin in Tevas Goyma. The Kivega brings it, it's a big tumult. A Goy comes and he wants to force you to be Nichshal in an Aveira, which Aveira? Suffolk Eishesish. An Eishesish. It's a Suffolk. She got to get Suffolk Karev Loi, Suffolk Karev Loi. So she's a Suffolk Eishesish. On its side, he's an Eishesish. There's Eishesish. He has to be Moisar Nefesh, she get killed. Fakir, on its side, she's a Pinuya. V'chayne. You have a Suffolk now. Careful, you have a Suffolk. You have a Suffolk, and she's been Moisar Nefesh. What are you supposed to do? Hazai Klev, the Prima God. First of all, this is the gay, everyone knows the famous Minchas Chinuch that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if it's for Hesia in front of 10 Yidden, then you have to be Moisar Nefesh for any mitzvah, for Chazer, for Nevela, for any Aveira. Clears the Minchas Chinuch, 10 Yidden is for Hesia. 10 includes the guy or not? Meaning a guy comes to you, a goy, and he says, eat Chazer, if not, I'll kill you, and there's 9 other Yidden. So on one hand, clears the Minchas Chinuch, you have to say, kill me, because if you'll stay alive and eat the chazer, you just did a chil Hashem of eating chazer in a maimer of 10 yid, as you stay alive. But on the other hand, you tell him to shoot. But then he wasn't a kadashem shemayim for hesed for 10 yid, because it's only 9 yid. So the mechaz chinuch is mesupik taka. If the nidoin is oilotirim, it's tarifted asar. So I want to clear the same thing. This he doesn't clear it, but I'm clearing. So what's taking it in when there's 9 yid and a guy wants to force you to eat chazer? It's a suffix of the mechaz chinuch. No. So is there a v'chai behem? Or is there a chidik kiddush em shemayim? What do you do when it's a suffix if your matzav is that you're supposed to be moiser nefesh? L'moshel, suffocatious ish, Prima Godin's case. Or l'moshel, chazer. But it's a suffix if it's for hesya. Can I have a line? The mechaz chinuch, only 9 yid. This was mamish Avraham Avinu. Collect the precious drachim. Avraham Avinu's situation is he doesn't know, right? Because later on, Yosef and the brothers are going to be Machri and Machlekes, but Avram is before that, right? Avram is a Suffolk. The brush is Drachim. Was he supposed to be Moisir Nefesh or not? That's the big tumult. Just hop around. All the labor of the Shvatim is here. There's a Zkuni by Levi. Hapam Yilove Ishi Olai. The Zkuni says that Leah is saying, when I have one son, she can carry him in her right arm. She has a Tzveita son, she can carry him in the left arm. But after that, she's stuck in Eitzis. So Hapam Yilove Ishi Olai, he has to come along. So it's interesting because the Medrash says that all the Shvatim were born with twins. The Teretz says it's the Chizkuni L'shitasei. The Chizkuni is Mavur. It's in the Gay later that Dina and Zvulun were twins. Not identical, identical. Dina and Leah. We're not doing the Cheshbon that Yosef was switched. That's a separate story. But Dina and Zvulun were twins. Why says the Chizkuni is not going like the Medrash that they were born with twins? Punk Dina and Dina and Zvulun are twins. But some, they were born without twins, and then Taka, that's Hapam you love it, because Levi was the third child. There's a Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Olam knows Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Gedolei Rishonim. He's one of the famous Rishonim that is Mekel, that we don't pass Kinchai Denish Lov Sumit. It's a big machlik, so you have to be Macha. He says we don't have to come Rav Shachat, we don't pass Machlik. And it was Rabbeinu Ephraim, when was this? This was last year. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, it says, Ve'eni Leia Arukos. Ve'eni Leia Arukos. Oh, Rakos, thank you, exactly, that's the point. It says, Ve'eni Leia Rakos. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, really it's Aruka. She had like slanted eyes. And the Aleph is Chassid. The Ibn Ezra brings this and he says he thinks that maybe Rabbeinu Ephraim is Chassid and Aleph. That's what he wants to attack. But Rabbeinu Ephraim, over here also with the Chassid and Aleph, it says, Vatoimer Leia, Bogod. Bogod. It's missing an Aleph. Bogod, but it just says Beis Gimel Dal. It's missing the Aleph. So Rabbeinu Ephraim, because God represents the Mulchama, Chayalim. So the Chayalim is not Aleph. Aleph is Limud HaTeva. Beis Ulfana, Alpha is Limud. Some people think you make a pesach there as always. It's Chayalim, Limud. Nah. But God is Chosar Aleph. The God is the Chayalim. This is under that. It's Vaidin. It's Chosar Aleph.